Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Kenyon Drake's their guy. And with Tyler Huntley out there, you have to run the football. The Steelers can still be run on. They're much better with TJ Watt out there, obviously, than they were in the beginning of the season. Cam Hayward's playing better. Alex Highsmith's playing better as well, too. But I just think that Kenyon Drake is going to get past the ball. There's going to be little dump offs to him. You have to go with one guy here if you're Baltimore, and it's not going to be Huntley. So I think it's going to be Kenyon Drake. I think they rely on him against this Pittsburgh front. And you have to do it. You have to do it to establish some play action from Mark Andrews and the rest of your guys downfield. I think DeMarcus Robinson could have a decent game, and so could Devin Duvernay. But really, number one for me is Kenyon Drake on the Ravens offense this week. So I think he at least gets 15 touches. And that could lead us to, you know, just hope, keep your fingers crossed, hope he gets in the end zone. That's what you're hoping for Kenyon Drake this week.
Sleeper RB, so deep play here at running back. And yours, by the way, is the number one.
It's Travis Homer. He was sick last week, inactive, all that stuff. He's the only healthy one left in Seattle. They love to run the football, and they'll pass the ball to him. Like I said before, I do think that they will just pass the ball more with Geno Smith, and they'll run less. But if you're passing the ball more, Travis Homer is your pass-catching back. So, he's also a playmaker. The guy can break one off for a big, big gain. So if he's getting, 10 to 15 touches somewhere in that neighborhood for the Seahawks, they'll use Wayne Gallman and the other guys that they still have healthy for sure. Not going to give everything to Travis Homer, but if you're going to pass more, Homer's your guy anyway. So either way this breaks, if they want to run more, if they want to pass more, Travis Homer's going to be involved. So give me Travis Homer this week. It's a good matchup against the Panthers defense too. So I'm all aboard the Homer train this week. Let's go.
I'm going super deep on my play this week. And my sleeper RB, Mike Boone. Mike Boone. Because Denver's got much of nothing. Latavius obviously has been pretty solid. But I think they're going to want to move it back. He just returned from injury. He'd been out since October 23rd. When he came back, he already got 7 touches in that very first game against Baltimore, which was just a gross game. He got 6 carries. He got 1 reception. They're going up against Kansas City. Your worry is that they're going to get blown out. If they do, I think Mike Boone is the guy that gets the carries. I don't think they're going to run Latavius Murray out there a whole bunch. Kansas City gives up the 3rd most receiving yards to running backs. They give up almost 7 catches a game, which is number one in the NFL, 6.8. Actually, I'm sorry, number two, 6.8 behind Tennessee, and almost 50 yards per game. On overall fantasy points, Kansas City is, I think, let's see, where did I just lost where they just went? I think they're more middle of the pack. Yeah, they're a little bit less than middle of the pack here, but this is a game I think Mike Boone gets more reestablished in, because he was getting some, a little bit of love. His best game came against Indy a couple weeks before he got hurt, where he did get 10 touches. He fell just short of 90 yards, but he had three catches in that game. He was getting more involved, and that was still when you had him behind in the back system. So I think he can get more run. I think this is a good spot for him to get reestablished, because I don't know what you serve in the purpose of Latavius Murray is really going to be for this team. So why not see what Mike Boone has? And this is going to be my big play. Going over to wide receivers, surprise wide receiver one for this week. I'm going right back to the well. Garrett freaking Wilson. I'm doing it again. I said it on the pros that he is my guy until he's not. He, you know, prove me going with it until you prove me not, because smashing his, also his receiving prop this week is low based on how he's been with Mike Boone. This is my guy. I think he's going to be a wide receiver one again this week. I think he's going to get the target. His target share, I think it was Mike Kirlin that had put out that without Zach Wilson, Garrett Wilson averaging 11 targets, six catches, 95 yards per game without Zach Wilson. Even though there was a big Zach Wilson game, his last two games, he has 23 targets, over 250 yards receiving, and 13 catches. I don't care. It's Buffalo. It's all Garrett Wilson. That's my number one. He probably will be a surprise because he's not in that spot yet. He's not floating in. He actually comes in at wide receiver 18 on Fantasy Pros this week. So that's a number one in my eyes, man. So that's my guy.
Yeah, look, I like it. And a lot of it is like, look, Breece Hall, since Breece Hall's been down, they have to pass the ball more. They don't have running backs. Well, I mean, honestly, I like Zonovan Knight, but we're down to Zonovan Knight, you know, and James Robinson and the rest of these guys. Michael Carter is even hurt. So, like, they have to pass the ball. They're playing from behind a lot. And Garrett Wilson is establishing himself as a top wide receiver in the NFL right now. So I love that pick. I think it's outstanding. I'm going to go with a heater, a hot hand. Give me Christian Kirk against Tennessee. I know that, you know, Trevor Lawrence is a little banged up, but he came back and played the second half. If you come back and play the second half, you're going to be good the next week too. No, he was not practicing today, but you picked him as a QB1. Again, three of the last 4 weeks have been huge for Kirk, by the way. 6 for 76 and a score against the Raiders. Two touchdowns with 9 catches, 105 yards against the Chiefs. And last week, 6 catches for 104 yards against Detroit. Dude's on a heater. Tennessee secondary is terrible. So I think that he is going to have another big game here against Tennessee. So give me Christian Kirk.
I like it. Let's move into wide receiver two. Boggs, who do you got?
Give me DJ Moore at Seattle. DJ Moore was just way, way down there when I was looking. I believe he was in the 30s. DJ Moore's had not a great year. But this secondary for Seattle is still going to be able to get beat, and they're going to be able to throw on him. So I think DJ Moore could definitely step up and be in here, especially, like, you know, Foreman is a little questionable. We're coming off the bye week, and he's still missing a veteran rest day. I understand that he's had a lot of carries and everything, but if Foreman is down or not 100%, you're going to have to pass the ball. They're going to force it to DJ Moore like they always do. So I just see a ton of targets heading his way against Seattle, and they're probably going to be losing, and come the third and fourth quarter, garbage time matters for us. So give me DJ.
SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams just pops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
All right, I like that one. I can get down with it. Mine for the week is actually going to be a little bit surprising, and I am sometimes as simplistic as one little thing. And I said with Brock Purdy in that we've got to take a look at Ayuk being the guy that tapers down. But there was a quote that came out after that Brock apologized to Ayuk for a couple of the missed throws and said, don't worry, I'm going to be feeding you the ball. And I see that type of stuff. And it also, what it also does to me when I hear that, it actually changes the mindset of like, oh, the team really does see Ayuk as their number one. Even though Debo's this great, like slashing, great playmaker, he's just not the traditional wide receiver. They want to get him the ball. I thought Purdy was getting him the ball a bunch, but to see that type of confidence and that type of conversation come out and Ayuk, you know, like defending for him and Purdy apologizing and saying, we're going to get the ball. That gives me renewed confidence in that, and this might be a possibility for this for him this week.
And don't you think Debo's role changes a little bit as Ayuk comes in? Like he's going to be in the backfield more and there's going to be more motion plays. They're going to be more like little pitches for him with Ayuk keeping that same wide receiver number one role. Like I'm absolutely with you in the fact that, you know, maybe not with Ayuk being, you know, great this week or anything, but at least with Ayuk being the number one wide out here, because I do think that when you go down in your third string QB, Debo's role has to change. He has to get the ball in different ways.
To your point, you have running back issues. We don't go back to look to say that Debo can play that running back. The carries might start to come up this week. Even though Jordan Mason was good, you get him the ball in his hands that way. That also, Ayuk is not ranked as a top 24 wide receiver this week. So I'm saying he's going to push in and he's going to have a better game than we are expecting. And then my final one of the week, I'm going down and I'm going to Mac Hollins, who's going up against the Rams. And this is a great matchup. This is a great play. Devonta Adams is going to get a lot of coverage. I think Mac is going to get the ball flung his way, and he's going to be just a I keep picking on this Thursday game. I don't realize how much investment I have on it, but I think he's a super big value, and I think he was ranked outside the top 40. Or no, it's 38, 39 he's moved down. So it's a fantastic matchup versus them. When you look at the Rams, I'll pull this up here for you guys. This is your number two targeted wide receiver on this team. And the Raiders are giving up around 161 to starters right now, which they are in the top 11 of fantasy points given up to wide receivers. Obviously, Devonta Adams will get his, but he will be a major focus. I think Mac could pull up one of those 10 target games, and the shares will be there. So Mac Hollins moving up for me.
I mean, I like the Mac Hollins call out. I hope it works out. I have to start him in a couple spots with Bipocalypse coming up here. Give me DeMarcus Robinson. I know I'm picking on my Steelers twice here, but like they're going to pass the ball. Mark Andrews is, like Welsh mentioned earlier, clearly not 100% right now. And the Steelers secondary is bad. I mean, I like a lot of those players, but they're not good. So, you know, if the Steelers are winning, which Vegas says they're going to be winning, their favorites, all that stuff, they're going to have to pass the ball late. Marcus Robinson keeps getting targets for this team. I believe he had 9 again last week. I think he's somewhere in that neighborhood again, somewhere between 7 to 10 or 11, somewhere in that neighborhood for him. So, you know, does he get in the end zone? Maybe, maybe not. But I think, you know, 7 for 50 as a guy way down there is pretty solid. So over 10 points in PPR. So we'll go with DeMarcus Robinson this week against my Steelers.
There you go, friends. Those are our plays of the week. We'll track and see how we do, and hopefully we can put up some big ones this week. Don't go anywhere. It's voicemail time coming up right here on ITL, right after this.
It's In This League. Voicemail. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners, leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails, InThisLeague@gmail.com. That is the email. You only have a couple weeks left to do it. Record yourself, 60 seconds or left. Don't curse or you send me money. And that's it. That's all you got to do. Record yourself, send it to the email. That's a voicemail. It could be about trades. It could be about starts and sits. Playoffs are going to be critical. That's why some of our streams are going to be really important over on the Twitch as well. But if you have a question for the podcast, get it here. You also could have some extra talents you could do, like Jack Boyce's singing or our boy Moyes with his gambling. Now, Bogman, I will tell you this. Moyes is in. We don't have a ton of voicemails this week, but we've got the crew you expect and another random one, which I love new people coming in here. But let's start with Moyes. Now, I had saw his tagline. So he did two different things, and I'm very confused on which way this is going to go, Boggs. His subject line is a little surprise. But the only thing he wrote in the email was daddy out. So when I first saw this email, I went, are we losing daddy? Is daddy lost all his money? Is Christmas canceled? I don't know. You know, he's had some good weeks. Last week wasn't fantastic.
Daddy way too many times right there.
Sorry. So I don't know. Like, is this the end? He says a little surprised.
I hope not.
Is this the end? All right.
So I'd be okay. I'd be okay losing daddy. I don't want to lose Moyes.
No, you just want the character gone. All right. Well, here you go. Let's kick it off with our boy Moyes, a.k.a. Bogman's dad.
Daddy, don't leave me. Daddy, don't go. Daddy, don't leave me. Daddy, don't go.
Bogman's covering his face.
Why'd you have to go? Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what this means, right? It's Baker time, baby.
No.
Me?
No.
Gonna ride that Baker train,
baby. Fake news. Paul Farrow, this is fake
Daddy
news.
Daddy is excited for some Baker Mayfield on the 49ers.
You are fake news. Fake news.
This go week's talk pick, to we're gonna go Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. And we're going to go with the Baltimore Ravens money line.
Oh, whatever, Moyes.
Bogman Steelers. Daddy out. Baby, don't leave me. Baby, don't go.
All right, good. We didn't get a retirement voicemail from. I really thought we were potentially retirement on Moyes, but he ain't going anywhere, Boggs. He is staying.
He's 0-1 on Baker Mayfield teams. I like that.
Yeah, that's a rough go.
He's an OU fan, too, so of course he loves Baker. So
yeah, I mean, there's other players to like. I know you, right? I can't name one. I couldn't name you one other sooner right now. Okay, give me another.
You love Samaje Perine. He's your favorite player in the NFL.
It's not at all. Give me another sooner besides CeeDee Lamb.
Dude, my brain is not working today. So
current Oklahoma.
I mean, there's a million of them in the league.
But I'm saying like good. Like Samaje Perine's not good unless he has a starting role. So, okay, here we go. I got the list. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is, by the way, this is the type of list I used to rock when I was doing old Madden, when I would put one of my favorite rosters to make was I'd put all of the players on the teams that were relative to their college. So, you know, Cowboys, I would always put the Sooners on too. Yeah. So
that's
you've
right.
got yeah. Marquise Brown. You have actually four Sooners on Hollywood. The Cardinals. Yeah. I forgot about him. All the other and Kyler Murray. I completely forgot about Kyler. Yeah. You've got two on the Falcons. Damian Williams, the best. Two on the Ravens. Mark Andrews. I forgot about Mark Andrews. Went to our high school, by the way, Bogman and I. So just pointing that out. The Bills, Jordan Phillips, the Bengals, Joe Mixon and P. Ryan. I forgot about Mick. I didn't realize Mixon was a Sooner. You've got the Browns have three. They're all bad. Cowboys have three. It's only CeeDee Lamb. Broncos bad. D.D. Westbrook.
CeeDee Westbrook still in the NFL,
I guess. How do you say his name? Ogabonamwana Arakaraka Woka Woka on the
what?
The Titans. What's this guy's name?
What?
Ogbonia on the thing. Akoranakoa.
Ogbonia Akonkwo.
Akakwaka ni Kabaka. I don't know. The Chiefs have four all bad. Kenneth Murray with the Chargers linebacker. Bobby Evans, Baker Mayfield with the Rams. Let's see. I guess there are some really good ones. Ramondre Stevenson with the Patriots.
Ramondre, yeah.
Jalen. I forget about those quarterbacks. Jalen. Trent Williams.
Yeah, Jalen.
So. All right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Yeah, there's some...
All right, there's plenty. Yeah, so, okay, getting back to my point, there's a lot better quarterbacks to like... quarterbacks alone than Baker Mayfield. Don't like Jalen Hurts. Don't like Baker Mayfield. He's gross. It's yucky. All right, Daddy. He's in. Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry and Ravens money line. I think you'll take the Derrick Henry.
Let's go to the next person.
Not the Ravens money line, right? All right. This is from Michael DeYoung. He goes, Chris and Boggs, the apparent crappiness of total running backs this year. I hope I'm not giving away his... This is what he wrote in the thing. He's talking about running backs and maybe a strategy. So let's see what's in the voicemail.
Hello, Art and Paul. As you've probably figured out from my last voicemail, my fantasy football season is over. So I've...
Was there another voicemail?
I don't remember one.
I don't think there was one we've ever got, but okay.
Got a off-season homework assignment for you boys to get started on. We all know how it goes.
Wah, wah, wah. Don't draft a running back. Wah, wah.
Is this the year that changes? You guys should look at the top 10 running backs by ADP and their return value this year. Compare that to previous year's top 10 RBs in return value. You could even look at top 20 by ADP this year and past years. Is the running back position returning less and less value each year? Is it turning into closers in baseball? Grab your elite guys and then peace out for a while. See you, boys.
See you, buddy. I don't think we've ever gotten a voicemail from you, but you should do more.
I don't think so.
You have a good voice.
Yeah, but yes, please do more.
Yeah, you should do more.
I think the running back position has been going that way for a while. And this is, you know, every single team seems to be going running back by committee pretty much. Unless
let me ask you something, though.
Or McCaffrey or someone like that.
Just for a second. Is it the first round is not returning value more than it is just the running backs that are not returning the value?
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right about that for sure.
So let's take a look at this real quick. Here is your top overall score. Oh, God, I can't get this to not do. I'm going to do full PPR. I'm going to take out the quarterbacks here because the quarterbacks show up on here. Here are the top 12 position players in fantasy football right now. You have Stephon Diggs, number one. This is full PPR points by week through 13 weeks. Devontae Adams, number two. Austin Eckler, number three. Tyreek Jefferson, 4 and 5. Josh Jacobs, number six. Kelsey, 7. McCaffrey, 8. Derrick Henry, 9. Saquon, 10. Chubb, 10. And A.J. Brown. I'm sorry, Chubb was 11, I think.
11.
And A.J. Brown was
12.
12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide receivers were on that list. 6 running backs and 1 tight end. That's your first round top scoring, no quarterback in play. And to maybe his point to take a look at for a second, those wide receivers, Diggs, Adams, theoretical first rounders, Hill, Jefferson, theoretical first rounder, and AJ Brown. So to his credit to this point, those guys were all drafted in a space where they are returning value. Those running backs, so, real quick, Eckler, returning value. Josh Jacobs was not drafted in there, so he doesn't count. McCaffrey, returning value. Henry, returning value. Barkley, returning value. Chubb, returning value. So only one player on this entire list is an anomaly, true anomaly, and that is Josh Jacobs. The others, right. That is five running backs returning value, five wide receivers returning value, one tight end, of course, returning value, and then you've got Josh
Jacobs.
Did you
say Diggs was the number one score?
Number one position score.
Remember when Gabe Davis was going to outscore Diggs, according to everyone, beginning of the season? That was a fun conversation
while it was going on. But that is the current return rate.
And that, look, I love the point that you're making. Like, all those guys could have gone the first. Diggs was more of a second round pick. I think Hill was more of a second round pick as well. But the rest of those guys outside of Jacobs,
yeah, I was saying were theoretical, borderline.
They're top 15 picks.
Yeah, like Chubb wasn't a first rounder, but he was close. Hill was close.
I think he did end up as a first.
Maybe he did. AJ Brown was close. They're close enough. We're talking like true anomalies.
But do this for me. Look at just running backs and give me like the top. Give me the top 12 running backs.
Okay,
and
so here
I just want to see how many of those guys were not taking the first two rounds.
Okay, so you've got Eckler number one. Again, this is full PPR. Jacobs, number two. McCaffrey, three. Derrick Henry, four. Saquon, five. Nick Chubb, six. So there you go. Those are your top six that we talked about that are in the top 12 scoring overall position.
Those are all guys going in the first two rounds anyway.
Except Jacobs. I want to know. Jacobs is still your anomaly.
I think he was not going in the first two rounds?
No, remember he really started to slide to after.
Oh, yeah, because of the – yeah, that's true. Okay, all right.
And like, so I don't want to count – yeah, and I don't want to count like late second rounders. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
So give me the rest of the running backs. Okay, yeah.
Aaron Jones. So he's returning.
He was still going in there.
Number eight, Ramondre Stevenson.
He was not.
No, clearly not. Number nine, Tony Pollard. Clearly
he was not.
Number 10, Dalvin Cook.
He was.
Joe Mixon. He was. And Jamal Williams is number 12.
He was not.
Was not.
So four running backs out of your top 12 weren't going in that, you know, first, second round. Now let's go to wide receivers with the top 12.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with this. So the top five wide receivers we talked about in the top 12 overall points was Diggs, Adams, Hill, Jefferson, Brown. Now the first wide receiver coming up is Amon-Ra St. Brown, number six in total scoring. And by the way, I want to point out, he's only played 11 games. All the top five have played 12 games. He's only played 11. So with that 12th game, he definitely will be in this top list and would probably jump over. See, here's the problem though. He jumped over AJ Brown. So he's not going to add another first rounder in here. AJ Brown would get knocked off this list.
Okay.
He wasn't though, was he?
No, not in the top two rounds. No.
CeeDee Lamb, number seven.
He was. Yeah.
He was. Number eight, Cooper Kupp, who by the way is the eighth scoring wide receiver and only played nine games still. Number nine, Jaylen Waddle.
Okay. Mm.
I mean, he was
borderline. Yeah.
He was borderline. Number 10, Tyler Lockett was not.
Nope.
Number 11, Christian Kirk was not. And number 12, Amari Cooper was not.
Nope. It's the same. It's the same. It's four wideouts, four running backs.
Here's the only difference in this breakdown of this year. Is it was wide receiver heavy at the top. It was four of the top five scores are wide receivers. And that is the only really true difference between the kind of strategy change. So to your point, you know, should we look at, I think with Bogman's talked about this a little bit. I think you're going to see more than ever, maybe Travis Kelce going in the top six of drafts, which I think is going to be new to people. And I do think the first round might be split wide receiver. I'm sorry, the first six position players could be split. So I think you're going to get at least two more wide receivers. I think you're going to get two wide receivers inside that top six. So I think you'll only have about three running backs going in the top six next year if you kind of follow this trend. But again, those guys are going to be
replacement,
tough.
Right? Like, who are the high scoring replacement running backs that you took real late? Like beyond the fifth round, can you go like just look inside maybe the top 36 there, Welsh, and then point out like a couple of running backs that were like on no one's list or we were free? Taking. Yeah, not free, but like beyond the fifth, sixth round of your fantasy draft. Give me those guys. If there are any, there might not be any.
I mean, Damian Pierce was kind of, and then he moved up. But I'm saying like late he wasn't. Devin Singletary, does that count?
I don't know. Okay, we'll put him on there. Singletary
he's
was 22 late.
In scoring. 22 in scoring. Where did it just go? Jeff Wilson.
Okay. Yep. Free.
Yeah. Through 13 weeks. Absolutely free. You're going to be shocked at this. 27th overall score. Samaje Perine, Boggs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's had a couple of enormous weeks. Right. Free.
You wanted 36?
Yeah. Yeah. 30. Okay. Like, down.
This one doesn't really, it's going to be screwed up. But Raheem Mostert, like he's gone now, but he did. He's the 31st scoring.
Sure.
Khalil Herbert, 34.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if Michael Carter counts, probably doesn't.
No.
But by the way, 37 on this list is Rashad White. So the replacement level is the free guy. There's a couple free guys, but there's not a ton of free guys here.
There are like a handful of them, five. I bet you if you do the same exercise for wide receivers, once again, there's probably more for wideouts.
Okay, so wideouts, you've got, of replacement value. So you've got, the rookies are tough for me. Does Olave count?
No.
Okay. Does Garrett Wilson counts.
Garrett
Wilson was way late.
Sure.
18. Yeah. He's 19th in scoring overall. Okay. Curtis Samuel, 22nd in scoring.
I think he counts. Free.
Tyler Boyd is 27th in scoring. I don't know if he counts.
Yeah, I think so.
Does Lazard probably doesn't count, right?
No, not Lazard.
Josh Palmer, 29th in
Palmer
scoring.
Counts. Mm-hmm.
Does Juju count?
No.
Okay. Zay Jones?
Absolutely. Five.
And then 30. I don't think Jacoby Myers counts. If he does, count him. If not, Christian Watson, number 36.
Watson counts. So six. So a couple more. So I think what we're seeing is like they're becoming more even. Now, that's probably what it is. More than like you have to have your running back. I do think that wide receivers are more replaceable. And the reason they're more replaceable in my eyes is that there's three of them on the field in most plays. You usually have one running back on the field, right? Sometimes you have a fullback, whatever. Sometimes you have two tight end sets. So you don't have the three wide receivers on the field and all that stuff. But generally, there's one RB on the field on every play, and there's multiple wideouts. So the wideouts are in there for more snaps, which gives them more opportunities, which means they're more replaceable assets on the wire for wideouts than there are running backs.
Yeah.
So I think it's just being careful about drafting running backs and, you know, taking shots at the end on guys that could be a replacement level guy. To me, it's just not going to change much for me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for
his... In this league.
What's his...
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
I think one thing I would throw in here...
I'm going to be RB heavy still, probably.
I think there's more of a justification to go wide receiver in the first more than there ever was before, because I think the running backs in the second round are closer to performing at their level than anything else. But like, if you look at those top 12 in scoring, you know, who was actually taken in the first? I don't remember if Diggs was Diggs.
Yeah. You were still getting deals. I mean,
but real quick, were Diggs and Adams, were either one of them first round ADP this past year?
Well, Adams might've been, Diggs definitely.
Let's give one of them. So you've got
Adams,
Eckler, Jefferson, not Tyreek Hill. McCaffrey's 4, Derrick Henry's 5, Saquon is 6. And then Chubb and them really weren't. So half of the first round has performed at a level to return first round value. And there are more wide receivers at the top end of that. So you want to have a little breakdown of it. I think there's just more wideouts available in the first round to take that makes sense. And the running backs in the middle rounds are just performing at their level.
The RBs get hurt more and they're more likely to get hurt and their injuries are more devastating. I think that is what it comes down to. It's the bigger issue of RBs is, you know, when you lose an RB, most of the time you lose them for a year. And even the guys that you don't lose for the year are getting banged up and missing games for you. So I think running backs are way more frustrating than wideouts to roster. But it doesn't mean by not taking him in the first round that you're going to have a different situation in the when you take a back in the third or fourth, even if they come through. They're just cheaper, but you still have the same issues. So give me the top end talent.
It's a great question. It's a really great question.
I mean, we just spent 10 minutes on it. It's an awesome question.
Yeah, so, it's good to go back and look through. And it's something to remember, and it's totally something to maybe expand on more in an off-season episode when we're talking about breaking this stuff down. And this is only through 13 weeks. But I would point out, this is a pretty critical time. This is essentially through your regular season to get you to the playoffs and how the scoring has worked. But funny enough, there's only one anomaly we found. You know, we really only found one anomaly, and that was Josh Jacobs. And that's not even like a crazy anomaly. If anything, the bigger anomalies came from the middle pack of running backs, with Ramondre and Tony Pollard scoring where they were based compared to like where the wide receivers jumped up. So fun experiment. Very fun one. All right. Next up, we have got what is this? That is the song. That is that. We have got the Barrow Report. So let's check out Moyes and Barrow can go and sing and song and dance together.
Here comes the Barrow Report. Here comes the Barrow Report. Right down ITL lane. Bogman, Welsh, if you are ever in need of a special guest or a new co-host, I am officially throwing my hat in the ring. Yeah, sure, my gimmick is stoner dumb guy, but I have 20 plus years of fantasy football experience and a love for ITL. Lock of the week.
But
the Chiefs.
Can you beat John Cena? Da, 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 da. All right. Sorry, bro. Let's keep going.
Over the Broncos.
I'm sorry.
Outside of the football experience and a love for ITL.
Thank you.
Lock of the week. The Chiefs over the Broncos.
Dude, what's the spread in that game?
Upside of the week. The Chargers over the Dolphins. These were some tough lines to pick from. But I did it.
9.5.
All right, later, taters and baiters. Maybe next episode you'll be hearing me introduce it. I don't know. It's up to you, Welsh and Bogman. Washington, Atlanta, Barrow-sama out.
That was a good pregnant pause there. That's a good pause that got us all like, oh, what's going on? Lock of the week. Chiefs are 9.5-point favorites over the Broncos.
You know what? Not even close to the highest spread of the week. Cowboys, just guess what they're how much. They're
I'm not looking. Who are they playing? The Texans? Oh, 13.5.
16.
Holy crap. Really?
16.
Is it in Dallas?
It's in Dallas.
Wow.
The Bills are 9.5-point favorites over the Jets, too.
Should we have fun? Let's do a teaser. We'll tease the Cowboys and the Chiefs down, and we'll just have them win by smaller amounts. Dude, if we tease the Cowboys, they would still be double-digit favorites, even teasing them down, which is ridiculous. Here.
Nuts.
All right, good stuff, Barrow. Yeah, Barrow's trying to get it. So which one of us gets voted off? Is it like a Rose show?
I think he was assuming that I was going to die because I'm sick.
I thought about that. I got a call last night.
You thought about me dying? Thanks.
Well, you know, you get sick, I just worry about you. Same thing with me. I got a call last night. It's funny that they were saying this randomly. I see the person's name and I don't know who it is. I've never seen this person, but they call. I fell asleep very early last night. I told you I fell asleep before like 10 o'clock and they called me at 10:05. And I'm first like, the hell call me at 10? Like, who's calling me at 10? But it was from a Texas number. And I was like, ooh, but it said El Paso, which is not close. But then I had this thought of like, oh my God, what if Bogman is in the hospital? And exactly. Like something happened to Bogman and someone's trying
to
get
a hold of him. You identify a body?
but then fat guy
with tattoos.
But then you text me something or you sent me something on Instagram and I was like, okay, he's okay. But who is this guy that called me? Should we call him?
Wancho? Wancho's from El Paso. Did he get your phone number?
It's I have the number right here. It's from a David. I shouldn't say their last name, from El Paso. But why did they call me?
I don't know. Did they leave a voicemail?
No, they didn't leave a voicemail
who
either.
Cares? Probably want to extend your car's extended warranty.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, you know what though? I've never set up my I just realized I never set up my voicemail on my new phone. Look at this. You see? Wait, let me turn the camera. Look at this, dude. It says you haven't set up your voicemail. You got to set it up. I didn't realize I hadn't done that. So
you've only had that for 6 months. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, okay. I won't do it on air. I was going to do it on air. But
we can don't
call
do
David.
It on air. God.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe
that
something bad.
Take forever, dude. It's like,
no, not that. I was going to call the David guy.
Yeah. What do you want, David?
Yeah. Why'd you call me at 10 o'clock last night? That was 11 o'clock.
You involved in some human trafficking? It is from El Paso.
I wouldn't say if I was. All right. So we'll call David off air then. Let's check out the final thing here. It is our parody song.
David off air.
Jack Boyce. Jack Boyce parody songs on Instagram. Jack Boyce parody songs on Instagram. Jack Boyce parody song on Instagram. Go follow him, you losers.
He sent me the song, and I purposely didn't listen to it because I wanted my live reaction on the air here. So
okay, well, now here is the setup here. I think he's got a little bit of Bogman in him. He says, "What's up, dudes? Was I feeling up to it? No, little under the weather myself. Too. But I took a shot of generic Dayquil and got her done. Do you find
that's what I'm doing right now?
Does generic work, or do you have to have the name brand stuff?
I think it's all the same crap. So you know, it all works the same.
I only had one take.
I'm taking the knockoff brand. So
also, I got to give out the ITL member that came up with this title. A shout out to the ITL member. Someone mentioned it in a stream a few weeks ago. Take all the credit. Very clever. I think it was Luke. I was about to say, you didn't say who it was. It was Luke or JP. Anyway, let's all feel better soon. Captain Jack, let's all feel better soon. I mean, knock on wood, I'm still going. We've got a little over a week until Deck Our Balls. Bogman, you got to get healthy. I need to stay healthy. I am like fighting dragons at my house. Everyone just keeps getting sick, so I've got to avoid it. And Jack, you need to get better because we are hoping to get... I asked Jack, he didn't have to do what he did last year. And I was like, can we just get like one good opener? Because I think we got to probably close with We Are In This League Again. But like a good opener to the show would be great. I don't want to ask him to do too much. So we should be getting that. And we have got this one, and the song title is called Kingsbury Feels by Jack Boyce.
Cards are going down, 'cause they're led by Kingsbury Feels.
Oh my God. Yes.
Where losing is real. And offensive schemes aren't thought about. Kingsbury Feels whenever.
My favorite Beatles songs, too.
Calling plays seemingly with eyes closed. Regardless of the defenses you see. Perhaps Cliff should pass play calling on to someone else, 'cause it's not working out. At least Kyler has Call of Duty. Cards are going down, 'cause they're led by Kingsbury Feels. Where losing is real. And offensive schemes aren't thought about. Kingsbury Feels whenever Cards and Cliff ties should sever. Kingsbury schemes aren't clever. Kingsbury Feels whenever. Captain Jack.
Yo, so
he doesn't legit, miss
Strawberry Fields. I gotta tell you, that was musically the best song that he's ever put together. Lyrically, I think, like lyrically and musically, Jack, I would love to know how you feel about it. Lyrically put together and in one take, that might have not had us like
line, Jack, dude. A Welsh did the Antonio Banderas gif where he sits back in his chair like the ooh.
Oh, I did. I 100% did. I feel that song so much because that's my childhood of like I had a lot of big like I wasn't around with the Beatles, but I grew up with them because of my family. And like that song hits hard. But like it might not have been funny to the level of like Garoppolo Places where it had a slap on our knee. That had some of the best lines, the best hooks you put together. And overall, I mean, that was Strawberry Fields is probably like two or three on my favorite Beatles song. Do you have a favorite Beatles song? I know a lot of people don't like it. It's like popular to not like the Beatles.
No, I like the Beatles. They're fine, but I don't like any music. So I don't have rankings. you know.
I forgot you don't like that. Yeah, I don't understand why you don't like
it. People think I'm serious when I say that bit. They're like, you don't listen to music. I'm don't. Like, yeah, I listen to music, but it's
can you guess what my
like,
favorite? I bet you cannot guess. I'll give you three guesses. I bet you cannot guess my favorite Beatles song.
I don't care.
Pull up a list real quick. Well, no, now
I
we're
don't
done.
Care. I don't know Beatles songs. I don't know the names.
Here you go. So. I just did that. Here's a big list. You can go. This is like the top like 25 Beatles songs of all time. I'm going to give you three guesses at what my number one song is.
Is it?
I've said it before.
Hello, Goodbye.
No, it's a good song.
Across the Universe.
I actually don't even know if I know what that's. I'd have to listen to it. I probably have heard it a gajillion times.
Penny Lane.
Ooh, very close. It is not. And guess what? I'm not going to tell any of you. I'm going to see if someone can guess it. So I think I've said it like once before. It is not any of those. Penny Lane, of the three you listed, Penny Lane is probably my favorite, but I don't remember what Across the Universe is. So I'll have to check that out. Very, very
Penny
good.
Lane was her name in Almost Famous. That was her fake name.
Yeah, yeah. And a nice shout out to the Beatles in that great movie, Almost Famous. That was probably, like you do like movies. What's her name? The daughter of Kurt Russell. Yeah, Kate Hudson is Kurt Russell's kid, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was and, a phenomenal, iconic role.
Yeah.
Nope.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, right?
Goldie Hawn. There we go. Pulling that. You can pull that. Can't pull music. Mm-hmm. Very, very good job, Jack. Probably my like overall favorite. I'm going to go listen to that probably 30 more times because I really, really loved everything about that. Go follow him on Instagram, Jack Boyce Parody Songs. Let's get those follows up. Follow him on Twitter at Jack Boyce. Love that guy. And he will be back with us next Friday for the Deck Our Balls Christmas special, where I literally have no idea how it'll go. I usually never think they're going to go well. So we have a good sign. I don't think it's going to go well this time, but that's usually every time. But we will have a bunch of fun stuff put together. So come and sign up on the Patreon. You can get in the GroupMe rooms and you'll also get access to the special plus Bogman's updated dynasty ranks, all our off-season content. And I got a lot of baseball stuff going as well. We also do like card collecting. We have collector's room. We have a TV show room. We kind of have like lifestyle rooms that you can get in on. So hopefully you guys consider that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Cards are going down, cause they're led by Kingsbury Fields. Where losing is real, and offensive schemes aren't thought about. Kingsbury feels whenever calling plays seemingly with eyes closed. Regardless of the defenses you see, perhaps Cliff should pass play calling on to someone else, cause it's not working out. At least Kyler has Call of Duty. Cards are going down, cause they're led by Kingsbury Fields, where losing is real. Offensive schemes aren't thought about. Kingsbury feels whenever cards and cliff ties should sever. Kingsbury schemes aren't clever. Kingsbury feels whenever. Captain Jack.